This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. A special advisory panel to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration has voted in favor of approving a Pfizer vaccine for the coronavirus. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
A group of outside advisors to the Food and Drug Administration voted on one question.
Do the benefits of the Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine outweigh its risks?
In a 17-4 vote with one abstention, the panel voted yes. It's a major step towards starting the biggest vaccination campaign in American history, with the FDA itself expected to follow the recommendation within days. Millions of shots would then start moving across the country, with healthcare workers and nursing home residents the first to receive the vaccine. The general public's not expected to get widespread access until the spring. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Donald Trump has announced that Israel and Morocco will normalize relations in what's the latest breakthrough of his administration's press to push Arab-Israeli peace. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu hailed the new agreement.
This is the foundation on which we can now build. This peace will resume liaison offices quickly between Israel and Morocco and work as rapidly as possible to establish full diplomatic relations.
As part of the deal, the United States will recognize Morocco's claim over the disputed Western Sahara region. Morocco is the fourth Arab nation to recognize Israel as the Trump administration seeks to expand a diplomatic framework that began over the summer with an agreement between the Jewish state and the United Arab Emirates. Bahrain and Sudan have followed suit. You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said Thursday there was a strong possibility that Britain and the EU would fail to strike a trade deal ahead of an end-of-month deadline. After meeting with his senior ministers, Johnson said they had agreed the treaty on the table did not work for Britain. The EU and Britain are at loggerheads over fishing rights, economic fair play, and dispute settlement, despite months of talks on a new deal to cover trade beginning January 1st when the United Kingdom exits the bloc. The two sides have set a deadline of Sunday to find an agreement and prevent a chaotic break. China said Thursday it would revoke visa exemption treatment for U.S. diplomatic passport holders visiting Hong Kong and Macau, after the United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on more than a dozen Chinese officials. Reuters' Lucy Fielder reports.
China's government says it will revoke the exemption that some U.S. officials receive on visas for visiting Hong Kong and Macau. It specifically targets people who hold American diplomatic passports and comes after the United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on more than a dozen Chinese officials this week. Beijing says it will also implement reciprocal sanctions against some U.S. officials, members of Congress, staff at non-governmental organizations, and their family members. The United States imposed financial sanctions and a travel ban on 14 Chinese officials this week over their role in adopting a national security law for Hong Kong and over Beijing's disqualification last month of elected opposition legislators in Hong Kong.
That's Reuters' Lucy Fielder. Gunmen shot and killed a female television journalist and women's rights activist in Afghanistan on Thursday. Joe Davies of Reuters reports.
Malalai Maiwand, a reporter in Nangarhar, was killed along with her driver in an attack on their vehicle in Jalalabad on Thursday. The incident underscores an increasing trend of violence against journalists in the country. The area has been a hotbed of militant activity, most notably involving Islamic State. But no group immediately claimed responsibility for this attack. A Taliban spokesman denied the group's involvement. Maiwand isn't the first of her family to be targeted. 5 years ago, her mother, also an activist, was killed by an unknown gunman. The Afghan government has condemned growing attacks on journalists and activists.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies. The judge investigating the Beirut port explosion has charged Lebanon's Prime Minister Hassan Diab and three former ministers with negligence over the blast that killed 200 people and devastated swaths of the capital when several tons of ammonium nitrate stored in a warehouse in the port exploded. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.